Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Ayin Vav. So we're going to begin now with Ayin, the very last line of daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. And here it says V'chol She'eino Kasher Lehatznia. So we said, we did that already, right? We're up to the Mishnah. We're up to the Mishnah, I guess. Sorry, and daf. Did we do this yet?
No.
No, we didn't do it. Okay. V'chol she'eino kosher latznia. So anything that people typically do not store, if you take anything that people typically do not store, and then you carry it on Shabbos, so that's not worth enough. That has not enough chashivas importance, and therefore it's not the doesn't meet the minimal shear, and you would not be liable for holtzah if you carried it from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Rabim, or for Amos and in Rishus Rabim. Amar Rabbi Lazar, ha! This rule that we learned to the Mishnah anything that's not something that's made for personal need and someone else stored it, then you are chayav, and other people are pater. So this is the low Rav Shimon ben Elazar. It's not like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The Tanya, Klal Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Kol She'eino Kasher Latznia, Ein Matznia Kamahu, V'Hukshar Lezev, Hitznia, Bo'acher, Bo'otzia, Nischayev Zev, B'machshav Eshel Zev. So the Brisa says, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, anything that is not fit to store, because it's not important, and anything that people don't store, anything like it, because it's not, again, it's not a shear, it's not a mount that's fit for storage, and someone was machshiv it, and someone prepared it for essentially he basically he made it fit by storing it, right, and then another person came and he carried it, so the person who carried it is chai frotza with the thought of the first person who stored it. In other words, even though there's no shear, even though there's no amount, it doesn't meet the regular shear, once one person made it significant by his thought, and not only his thought, but he also stored it, so it's considered significant for all people. So that's different than our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that only the person who stored the object is chayef for carrying it. Here he's saying, as long as one person was machshir, he made it fit, so he can make it objectively fit for everyone, that everyone will be chai for otza. Okay, now the Mishnah, next Mishnah says, Hamotzi Teved Kiblo Pipara. So now we're talking about the shi, or the amount for which you're chai to carry, different types of food, animal food. So what we're saying here is, if you carry a straw, so it's the straw is that's what the para, cow, eats. And so it's a mouthful of straw, a cow's mouthful of straw. So that's the shear to be chayef for holtza. Otza, right? Straw, I guess, of legumes, of different beans, I guess. So that is kimlo pigamal. It's like that's what you feed the camel. So that would be the shear. Amir, so different ears of grain. So that would be kimlo pitla. So that would be of a lamb's mouthful, because you feed that to a lamb. Asavim, if you carry your do hold saf for grass, kimlo pigidi, like a kid, like a goat, because that's his, that's food for the goat. Ale shum vale bitsalim, so leaves of garlic or leaves of onions. Lachim kigrogeres, if they're moist, so the amount is, the shear is this dried fig, because that's fit for human consumption. And yaveshim, and if it's dry, kiblo pigdi, it's like the mouthful of a goat, which is, because this is animal consumption, it's goat consumption, if it's dry. Ve'ed bitstarfim zayim zeh, mipnei shelo shel b'shirehem. So they don't join together. None of these foods join together with another to create a chiyuv, because they each have their own separate shiur for which you're chayiv to carry, and it doesn't make sense that a large shiur would fit in with a small shiur. The Gemara is going to further develop this point. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara. But on the surface, it seems that the different foods cannot combine together to make a shiur. That's what it seems like initially, at least from the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, "My atza, what's atza?" Rav Yehuda Teven Shel Kitnis. He says it's a strat of types of legumes. So, right. So the Ki Asa Rav Dibi Abar, when Rav Dibi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, "Habotzi Teved Kiblo Pi Para Legabal." So let's say you carry this straw that's fit for a mouthful of the shear for a cow, and you brought it out in order to feed a camel. Now the mouth of a camel is larger than the mouth of a cow, so you didn't really bring enough for the camel. You only brought enough for the cow, but the point is it's for the camel. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev, Rabbi Yochanan says you're Chayev, even though you didn't carry the amount that's fit for a camel. Why? Because the straw in and of itself, the amount of straw that you're carrying is chashiv, is fit, it's significant for something. So it's true, you didn't carry it for the camel, but it's an objective minimal shear that's significant. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, you're pater, you're exempt from a korban chatas. And since you carried it for, you specifically had intent that it should be used for a camel, then it has to be the shear, the right size, the right amount for a camel. Now, the Be'ursa, in the evening, Amar Rav Yochanan Hach, Rav Yochanan said this at Yuchayev, but Safra Hadarbe, in the morning, he retracted. He said, I agree with Reish Lakish. Amar Rav Yosef, Shapir Ava Dahadar, he did good that he retracted the Holocaust Ilagabo, because in fact he brought it out specifically for the camel, and it's not fit for the shear of the camel. Omalaya Abai says the Adrava is the opposite. Kidime Kara Bistava. No, what he said initially makes more sense. Why? Daha Khazi Lapara, because it's fit for a cow. Ella ki asa Rabin Amar. So when Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said, "Hamotzi teven kimlo pi paro legamo." The chuli amal pligi dechayv. If you carried enough straw that was the size of the enough for a cow, but your purpose was for a camel, everyone agrees you're chayv, because at the end of the day, and since this is significant in and of itself, so you're chayiv, regardless of what the purpose is. Ki pligi, what's the argument? Kimot v'motzi atza kimlo pi para lipara. When you carry camel food, right? This atza, this legume, straw of legumes, in the shear of a para, the shear of a cow, in order to feed it to a cow. And the atza is not fit for the cow only under pressing circumstances. The ibcha itmar, and they said that the positions are reversed. Rav Yochanan Amar Pater. Rav Yochanan says it's Pater. Reish Lakish Amar Chayav. Rav Yochanan says Chayav. What's the rationale for each position? Rav Yochanan Amar Pater. Rav Yochanan says you're Pater. Why? Because this sheer atza that you're chayv on carrying is has to be fit for a camel. So you carried less, right? You carried less than the sheer atza because you only carried a cow's mouthful. So he says, though, but you did carry it for the purpose of the cow, you'd be pater. Why? Because achila al yedei hadchak lo shma achila. Because the eating it under pressing circumstances is not considered eating for the cow. So that's not a chashid. So therefore, even though it's the size is enough for the cow, but it's achil ayde adchak. It's not really good eating. It's not really what the cow should be eating, and therefore it's not considered you know, good enough eating for you to be chayav. Reishlagish amar chayav achila de'edchak shma achila. That eating under duress, under pressing circumstances, that's still considered eating. So that's really the machlokas. Okay, the Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah said, Amir kimlo pi tle. So the ears of corn, it's like the size of a mouth of a lamb. V'hatanya, but the Braisa said that kigrogeres, that it's like the size of a dried fig. Idimidi chachiruhu, it's actually the same shear. Okay. Ale shum vali betzalim lachim kigrogeres, v'yaveshim kimlo pi hagdi, v'yamim starfim zem zemim v'bnei shalosh shal v'shurehem. So moist garlic or onion leaves are the shear, the size of a dried fig, and dry leaves are the size of a goat, and they don't join together because they don't have the same shear. Amar v'yotzi bar chanina, ein mitstarfim lechamor shebehem. We're not mitstaref, that's to the more stringent size of them. In other words, to be mashlim a small shear. For example, let's say you have a leaf of like a garlic leaf that's dry, which is a larger shear, right? And you have less than the amount of a gdi. So joining with it some moist leaves, so that doesn't work to create the shear of the. Now, let's say you have dry leaves and you have moist leaves. So you have mostly dry leaves and then you have a little bit of moist leaves. The moist leaves don't combine to join together with the dry leaves to create the larger shear of the melopi hagdi, the mouth of the goat. Aval mitstarfim leshir lekal shevahem. But they join together to achieve the minimal shear. For example, let's say you have moist leaves, onion or garlic leaves that are less than the size of a dry fig. So then you can add some yuvashim in order to make up the shear and to make the person chayef. So that's the Gemara's initial position, and then the Gemara says v'chol delo shavu b'shurai mimitzdarfim. But they ask a question: is it true that they don't have the same shear, that they can join together to with the more makel shear? The more makel shear means that you need to do more. You need to have more, because once you have the more makel shear means it's harder to be chayav a korban chatos because you need to add more. So the question is, so we said that if you have a lot of moist leaves and you add a lot of dry leaves, so you add some dry leaves, so now you have enough, so then is it really mitzdarev? V'hatanan, but we hope we learn in the Mishnah regarding being mekabel tuma, the amount of a beged to be mekabel tuma, ha beged shlosha al shlosha. So when it comes to a garment that's made of wool or flax, that or wool or linen, that the shear for tumas midras, again, tumas midras is that for, let's say, a zav sits on a cushion, and that cushion's on another cushion, and that cushion's on another cushion, that cushion's on another cushion, all the cushions become tamei tumas midras. So what's the minimal shear for something for which one sits on, or something that's under it, for you to be to convey tumas midras? That's shlosha al shlosha, that's 3x3 tfachim. The hasak, and something is made, a sack that's made from goat feathers. So what's that shear? Arba al arba. So that needs to be 4x4 tfachim. The haor, and what about leather, or this animal skin? So that is chamisha al chamisha. That's 5x5 tefachim. And mapats. So this mat that you lay on. So that is what? That is shisha al shisha tefachim. So that is shisha al shisha. That's 6x6 tefachim. And tadi alai. We learned about it. Habeged vasak asak vaor vaor mapats bitzarfim zem zeh. So they could all join together for their shiurim. Omar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, "Mahata, what's the reason that they could join together to be mashlim for the shir?" Mibnei shiruim li tame moshav, because they're all fit to become tame with the tumas moshav, meaning that let's say people who ride on donkeys, so they join the two begotten together, and they make. They make, I guess, a saddle or a blanket, whatever that they on which they sit. So therefore, they all serve the same purpose. So even though there may be different items here, they all serve the same purpose. And since at times they are mitzarev, sometimes people will join together these different materials to create a beged. So therefore, they're all mitzarefim. So now the Gemara now infers from this brisa. Taima, the reason that they're mitzarev, after they join together, if it comes to tuma, is what? Deruinli tami Moshe, because that they're frequently joined together, like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Aval ein roi li tami Moshe lo. But if they weren't fit to join together, then presumably, then you can't join them together for tuma. So now we have a question: how could Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina say that all the different types that are taught in our Mishnah are joined together to the most lenient shear, because we don't feed these animals the other types of food? So how can you be mitzarif then when it comes to hotzah? How can you join them together when it comes to hotzah? So Amar Rava. So Rava says, Hachanami Chazya Ledugma. Also in our Mishnah, when we talk about different animal foods, there are times that you mix the foods together. That if someone sells different types of animal food, and you put in your window a little bit from each type, and they are in fact mixed together, because otherwise they're not mixed together. They'd be scattered by the wind, they'd be scattered by the wind because of their minimal shear. So very often they mix the different types together, and animals, in fact, do eat, all different types. Since they're sometimes mixed together, so therefore you can join them as well. Okay, so that's the way, at least way Rashi explains this. So now the next...
All right, you're joining them for the purpose of selling them.
For selling,
as opposed to feeding.
Right, right. So I think the point is that since they are sometimes joined, so then we can also join them. I think that's the point from the previous brisa, that since when it comes to the beged legabe tuma, since sometimes people join them together, so they can also be joined together. So here, sometimes they are joined together, and you're okay with that, right? Does that mean that the animals sometimes eat both? Maybe, I don't know. I think the point here is simply that that like way Rashi says, v'nichaleshi mechubar miyachad, that you like the foods to be joined together. So therefore, since someone is mitzarif them, so that's good enough to say that they can be mitzarif. Okay. So now the Mishnah says, next Mishnah says, hamotzi ochlim, if you carry kegrogeres, this is talking about food fit for human consumption, and it's the size of a dried fig, right? So then you are chayev, you're liable, you have to be in korban chata. So mitzarfim ze im ze, and all different types of human food fit for human consumption, they can join together for the shear of grogeres, b'nei sheshel b'shireyim, because they're all the same. Chutz mikli pasam v'garineim v'kseihem. Except for, we don't join together the shell of the fruits, the seeds, and the... What's it? The tail of the fruits. The stems, and also the suban, and the bran that remains in the flower. I guess the shell of the wheat kernels that fall off because of the grinding. So this is not this. Morsam. So it's also like. The leftover that remains in the sieve after you did brera, after you sifted the flour. So again, these are not fit for these parts of food are not fit for human consumption, and therefore they're not mitzdaref for, they don't join together to create the shear kigro geras. So he says that all the shells do not join together for the shear kigro geras of the dried fig, except for the shells of the legumes that you cook with them. They do join together. So the outer shell, apparently there's like the outer shell and the inner shell. The outer shell that falls off in the granary, so that you don't cook with the beans, so that's not mitzdarif. But the shell that you cook with them, so that is sometimes edible, and therefore that would join together to create the shear. The Gemara now says, the subar morsel lo mitzdarif. Is it true that these types of bran do not join together? V'hatnan chameshes revoim kemach va'od. So the Mishnah said that dough made from 5 quarters of a kav of flour, of a flour and a little more, chayavim bechala. You are, if you have that amount, like 1 1/4 kav. What's it? It's a whole debate. I think everyone holds you with like 5. I think pounds is the shear. That's the where you chayav for a bracha. So that you are chayav for chala, if it's 5 quarters of a kav, of flour, v'hein v'suban u'mursan, and apparently for the shear of chala you do count suban and the bran. You do count that part of the flour for the shear of chayav, for the shear of chala. So why is it different for the for caring? So Amar Abaye says specifically once the challah joins together, shekein ani ochel pita beisa belusa. So by challah is different because a poor person typically eats bread from flour that if you mix the coarse bran into it, and therefore regarding the chiyuv challah, says specifically lechem haaretz. So even lechem that's typically a poor person eats it would be included. But regarding Shabbos, you're only chayav on a something that's chashuv, that has some importance. And bread that's mixed with this coarse bran is not eaten by regular people, and it's not considered chashuv, important enough, and therefore it's not mitzdaref for a shear of grogeres, for the shear of the dried fig. And Rabbi Huda says, he says that when it comes to shells, they generally are not joined together, except if they are shells of the beans that are actually cooking with them. So on this, the Gemara asks, Adashim in pulin lo. So it's only Adashim that the shells are joined together and not pulin, right? Is that what about other beans, other than lentils? But Tanya, if you don't remember, chutz miklipe pulim badashim. Apparently, there's a brisa which say also pulim. That also the shells of regular beans are also joined together. Why the Mishnah only mention legumes? I'm sorry, not legumes, lentils and not beans. So lokasha b'chati habatike. The brisa which says that the shells of beans joined together. We're talking about new beans. And with new beans, even the shells joined together, they're edible. But our Mishnah is talking about older beans. And so when it comes to the old beans, so those are not mitzdarif. Atiki my time alo, why do old beans not join together? Amar Rabbo mipnei nirin kizvuim bakar. They look like flies in a plate. They don't look good, and therefore people are repulsed by these shells, and therefore they would not eat them, and therefore they don't join together with to complete the shear kigro geras, that the shear of the size of a dried fig. Hadron alach klal gadol. Okay, so hold on one second. Okay. So now, okay. So the next parak, the eighth parak, deals with again hotza. So we can talk about shirim on hotza mirshus lirshus again. Hamotzi yayin kidei mezigas kos chalav. So if you we're talking about liquids now. If you carry undiluted wine, so that the shear is the amount that you put into a cup, that when you mix it with water, then it's fit for drinking. That the cup would be filled. So and then obviously the Mishnah hasn't defined what cup we're talking about, but in other words, an undiluted wine is probably a little bit less than diluted wine or mixed wine, because undiluted wine is just there's the wine part and there's the water part. So we'd say enough wine that when you mix it with water, so that's that will fill up a cup. So what about chalav? What about milk? So that's kidei gemia. So that is how much an average person would swallow at one time. What about dvash? What about bee honey? So that's kidei litain ala kas, is enough that you'd put on a wound that horses and camels have on their backs. Shemen, what about oil? Kidei lasuch aver katad, to smear on a small limb. Mayim, kidei lasu pehemes akilor. So water, the shear that's to it's needed in order to rub with what this kind of medicine here? What is it? The type of it has to do with
for the eye.
For the eye, so some kind of medicine for the eye. To smear some kind of ointment for the eye.
Ointment for the eye.
Yeah. So ushar kolamashkim and other types of liquids that do not serve as refuah, so that's a little bit of a larger shear, if it doesn't serve for medicinal purposes, then the amount is revius, the revius of a lug. The kol hashofrim, and also, let's say, putrid water. So the Gemara is going to explain what the purpose of this is, but that is also revius, also the fourth of a lug. Shimon Omer, kulan revius a lug. Shimon says, all types of liquids, even wine, milk, and honey, the shear is revius. Lo nemru kol shir malalu, ela lematznieham. And we only mention these shiurim, which are less than revius, only to someone who stores them and then carries them out. Then you are chayev even less than revius. So in other words, what we're saying is the following. According to Rabbi Shimon, the shear is a revius. But let's say you personally stored these liquids for less than revius. You store, if you just picked up, wine, undiluted wine that was less than revius, and you carried it from one place to another place, you wouldn't be chayav a korban chatas. But if you stored the amount of wine that was the smaller shear, the smaller amount that's mentioned in the Mishnah, and then you carried it, you would be chayav because you were makshiv that amount of wine by your actions. So now the Gemara says, Tana, so we learn in the Tosefta, that if you carry wine, so what's the shear? Kidei mezigas kos yafa. So enough so that you could pour, you can mix a nice cup. Umay kos yafa, koshel bracha. A cup for which you could recite birkas hamazon. So the... and then Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rava Baravuha, Kosha Bracha Tzarshihe Bo Rova Revis. So he says that what's that shear? The shear is Rova Revis. It has to have a quarter of undiluted wine in it. Why? So that Kadeshi Amzigenu Biyamod Al Harvis. So that you mix three parts water, and then you'll have a revius. In other words, the shear for a kol shel bracha is a revius of a lug. So that revius of a lug is made up of three parts water and one part wine. So therefore, the shear then is one quarter of a lug. That would be the shear to carry, for which you would be chayav, because if you mix with, that's chashiv, why? Because if you mix that with three 3/16, right? No. If you measure that with 12/16 of a lug, right? No, it's not 1/4. No, no, 3/16 of, right. If you mix 1/16 of a lug of wine with 3/16 of a lug of water, so then you would get what? You would get 1/4 of a, you get 4/16 or 1/4 of a lug, and that's the amount of a chashuv kos.